Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I was really sad to hear this earlier. We had talked about it the other day because he was in hospice care, but teen idol from the 60s, Bobby Sherman, has passed away. He was an actor in the TV show Here Comes the Brides, and he had a number of hits, and this was one of them. Julie, Julie, Do You Love Me? Had blue eyes, kind of longer hair, and cute face, dimples, and yeah, he was the typical teen idol, always on the front of a teen magazine. And see, guys like I, you know, we hated Bobby Sherman because, you know, he was cute and all the girls in the neighborhood loved Bobby Sherman and they wouldn't pay attention to us. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We have an opportunity to talk about something really special again. Bob Iback from Nyco Sports joins us. After LSU wins the baseball championship, Bob has another gem for us from Nyco Sports. Bob, you guys kill it every time you do this. What do you got?
Well, thank you, Scoot. I thought you were a teen idol myself. You know that.
No, well, there was a time, but I don't want to get into that.
Okay, that's another story. The story for today, and I'm sure many, many people are out there wanting to celebrate the official championship won by the Tigers out in Omaha, the College World Series, and they won it for the second time in 3 years, and we wanted to salute them with a really nice championship official licensed baseball for their big two-game series win over Coastal Carolina, winning the game on Saturday 1-0, and then coming back to win again 5-3 on Sunday. They beat a team that had won 26 games in a row. So that was really a great effort by the Tigers. These baseballs that we'll be talking about is fully licensed. We're only going to make 2,025 of them. They're priced at $49.95 each. They come in a beautiful acrylic little case with a gold base, so it sits up really nice in your home or office. And you'll get an individually numbered certificate of authenticity when you order these. I'll give out that phone number and website just in a moment. I do want to caution people, you probably want to do this sooner or later if you haven't gotten something already to celebrate the championship, because at $49.95, these baseballs are really selling quickly. And again, we're only making 2,025 of them, and you'll get that numbered certificate of authenticity when you order them. Now, on the baseball, we have various little side panels on the ball. One of the panels will have the Tiger Eye logo, another panel, which is obviously the the most favorite one is it'll say 2025 National Champions right next to a beautiful LSU logo. And then other panels on there feature some stadium facts, Allen Box stadium facts, the Tiger Head logo, and it's all a season to remember, and it sells only for $49.95. So if you want to get something really cool, maybe for a graduation or maybe for an anniversary or a birthday coming up, or some people have already told me they've ordered several of them and put them away for the holiday season, here's the number to call and the website. The phone number is 800-345-2868. That's 800-345-2868. If you can't get through the lines, because I know when I talked to Nyco Sports earlier, they got a lot of calls when we were on with your morning show this morning, and the lines were busy, go right to the website. You won't get left out. NycoSports.com. And let me spell that. It's a little tricky. N-I-K-C-O Sports.com. Again, that's NIKCOSports.com, or just call 800-345-2868. Get a couple of these. I guarantee you, put them up on a shelf in your office or at home, you're going to have somebody come in and look at that baseball and that gold case. And they're going to say, wow, where did you get that? It is so special and very stunning looking.
Yeah, and you know, if you get more than one, Bob, you know, there's going to come a time, like really soon, and it might even be immediately, when these are going to sell out. And, you know, you're going to have once they sell out, you've got added value in what you have, and they come with papers of authenticity, licensed, it's official. These are beautiful. I mean, this little acrylic case, I mean, these things are beautiful. And, you know, you're not going to lose if you pick up a few of these. And some people just want to know what they can do to celebrate LSU's victory. And you guys kill it every time you do this. And this is just a beautiful thing. And, you know, we've got an audience that is very, very responsive to this kind of stuff. And I think you're going to get a great response from our audience.
Well, you know, I just got an idea, and I had talked to a Little League coach down your way, and he's getting like 15 of these to give them to each one to his boys on the team. And he wants them to go ahead and use it as something, as an inspiration that they can use and keep in mind. And maybe their dreams will come true one day, just like the Tigers, and go out and play for LSU. You never know.
You know, I'm thinking when I was a kid, there was an episode of Leave It to Beaver. Shows you how old I am. But there was an episode of Leave It to Beaver, and Ward had this baseball that was autographed by the New York Yankees, and Larry Mondella comes over and he convinces the Beaver to take the ball out, and they're going to hit the ball around. They hit it into the street. A car runs over it. It ruins the baseball. So they go buy another baseball, and they start to put other names on it, like Baby Ruth and things like that, thinking that they've got it. Ward discovers it, and they get into a lot of trouble. So look, you know, make sure that your kids don't take this out and play with it. This is a treasure.
Well, you know, I used to watch Leave It to Beaver as well. I actually got a chance years later to meet Tony Dow, who was his brother on the show, Wally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, I met Eddie Haskell, and it was just sharing some stories with those guys. And they were I was at the National Sports Collectors Convention in Chicago, and they came in to do some autograph signings. And it was hilarious to catch up with some of those guys and hear the stories behind the scenes for Leave It to Beaver.
So, Bob, was Eddie Haskell, he was a nice guy. Was he nice to you?
Yeah, he was nice, but he was a wisecracker still, you know. And they all had their own little games that they played. But Tony Dow still looked pretty much the same, although a little older, obviously, and his hair was a little different. And so they were all sharing some stories behind the scene with the Beaver.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But look, let's get back to this this iconic baseball. This is just a great way to celebrate LSU's victory, and what a victory it was. And I love how beautiful this is. I mean, there's five panels, and I mean, I'm telling you, the stuff from Nyco Sports, this is just, it's beautiful. That's the best way to describe it. Only 2,025 are made, $49.95 each. Papers of authenticity. It's yours, and it's exclusive with Nyco Sports, and it's just a great way to remember LSU's victory. And this is not going to lose value. And the phone number to call is 800 800- 1-800-345-2868. The online website is nicosports.com, NICOsports.com, right?
That's right, Scoot. You know, in closing, my son is an assistant general manager with the Tampa Bay Rays, and he's out at some of these World Series to watch the kids. And he said, Dad, I was talking to him last night. He said, they got four guys in LSU at least that are going to be drafted and probably do well in the major leagues. And I said, I bet you one of them is that kid that came in, 6'8", Chase Shores. He's throwing 101 miles an hour toward the end of the game to close it out against Coastal Carolina. Very, very impressive team.
Amazing. And you can go to the website and see the ball. It really is. It's spectacular. It's really quite a thing. And, you know, do it for yourself. But if you know somebody who's a big LSU fan, they are going to love this as any kind of gift. And, you know, you could do some early Christmas shopping right now. But get this stuff before it sells out. Only 2025 are being made. They're going to sell out.
Yeah, I think so, too. When we did it a couple of years ago, they sold out. And, you know, LSU has had quite a great baseball program, especially. And, you know, the current coach there, Jay Johnson, has done a great job. He's been back. He's the first coach to win two titles in his first 4 years as a head coach at a university. And the Tigers have won 8 overall. So this is nothing new to them, and they become the kings of when they go to Nebraska and Omaha. That's a LSU town.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to be back next year as a top contender.
I think so. Well, the SEC has done very well. In the last 6 years, 6 straight years in a row, an SEC team has won the World Series title, and 11 times in the last 16 years. So the SEC and LSU are quite friendly when they get out to Omaha and play baseball out there in the World Series.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that Coastal Carolina had going against it is while they had won 26 games in a row and had a really good record, they were a good team, but they had not met like SEC type competition.
Right.
And man, when they came up against LSU, it was over.
Well, it's like in baseball, some teams get in as a wild card, but until you meet teams like the LA Dodgers or the New York Yankees or teams of that stature, that's a whole different thing. And pitching is the most important thing because, you know, when you get to October, like in Major League Baseball, it gets a little cooler, and the pitching arms are the most important thing and the biggest asset for teams to win. And LSU proved that with their pitching, winning the first game 1-0 and the second game 5-3. Their starting pitching was just dominant.
All right, Bob Iback, Nico Sports. It's always great to talk to you, and whenever we talk to you, you've always got something great to offer. This is a really cool thing for LSU fans, so thanks for sharing this with us.
Well, listen, Scoot, have a wonderful afternoon, what's left of it, and enjoy it, and make sure that, the word gets out about this. I hope we sell it out again like we did a couple years ago.
I think you will, Bob. Thanks for being with us.
Have a good afternoon.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
All right, let me give you the number one more time if you want this just really great LSU commemorative baseball commemorating the championship game over Coastal Carolina. The phone number is 800-345-2868, 800-345-2868, and the website is Nico Sports, NICO Sports. com. All right, we've got to talk about Taylor Swift. There are a lot of rumors about her and Travis Kelce getting married. She's actually talking about that. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. Also, we'll tell you about how many Americans support Trump's decision to drop bombs on Iran. All right, on the SOTA calendar on this day in 1966. Now, the Beatles arrived in America in 1964. 2 years later, in 1966, the Beatles were on their final world tour. It began in Munich, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was a big part of that. But 1966, 2 years after arriving in America, the Beatles were on their final tour, and it started on this day in 1966. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There are a lot of rumors on social media that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have gotten married. Speculation about them getting married really hit a peak recently when a wedding invite was addressed to the couple. And the wedding invite, a picture of the wedding invite, began to just explode on social media. The wedding invite was made out to Taylor and Travis. And the speculation was that since it was their first names, that they already shared a last name. And so this was just circular. I mean, this sound for a young generation, this is almost like the Paul is dead rumor for boomers years ago. So people saw this circulating, and it just had Travis and Taylor on it. And so they thought, well, since they didn't use a last name, that they must share the same last name. So they must have gotten married away from the spotlight. Well, that wasn't true. When she was recently visiting some patients at a children's hospital in Florida, she was asked, what are you doing in Florida? And she said, quote, my boyfriend is training here. So I just thought that I would come and see how you're doing to the patient. He just dropped in to see you. Know what I mean? So the idea that she used boyfriend means that they're not married. So they're still not married. Now, in the very beginning, I thought that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were just, it was a kind of a buzz couple, and they just got together, and this was just beneficial for both of them. But somewhere in the process of all of this, they seem to have really fallen in love with each other. And if she is with him because he's in training camp in Florida, I mean, that's really serious. So they're obviously really a real couple. And look, Taylor Swift is not going to become Taylor Kelce. I don't think she's going to become Taylor Swift Kelce. I mean, she's going to be Taylor Swift, and he's going to still be Travis Kelce. So if they were to get married, I don't think they would change their names anyway. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring you up to date on those rumors.
She visited this children's hospital?
Yeah.
I can't look at these images, man. Just like the joy that you see in these patients' faces. And, you know, she brought them all the signed merchandise, and she's taking all these photos with them. Like, ugh.
Imagine.
To be clear, I can't look at it because it's very joyful and beautiful, and I'm happy for that person that they're experiencing that.
Imagine having the power to make somebody that happy. And I love that she has the power, and she takes advantage of it, and she uses that power to make these kids happy. I mean, that's the sign of just a quality human being with a great character. All right, if you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Long Beach, California. Alan, here on WWL. Good afternoon, Alan.
Hey, Scoot, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. I just wanted to say that today in history, there in New Orleans, is the tragedy of the upstairs lounge fire.
You know, I didn't know that. I should know that. That should be on our calendar. That was just a horrific moment in the history of this city, and it reflected how negatively society looked upon gay people.
Yeah, so I just wanted to reach out and say, here from California, to reach out and tell people that today, in your history, a big thing that happened in the gay history.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, that was a big thing that happened in our city's history, not just gay history. Alan, I appreciate you tuning in Long Beach, California, and thanks for listening to the show. Yeah, the upstairs lounge fire was a gay club, and the way it was covered was just atrocious, but it was reflective of the way gays were treated at the time. What was the year of that, Ian? Would you look that up real quick?
1973,
you know, this is why there's Gay Pride Month. This is why gays are not trying to shove anything in your face. You know, and they say, well, they're just trying to, you know, shove their lifestyle down our throat. Well, they're not. They just want to be treated equally, and they deserve to be treated equally. They're Americans, and what they do in their bedroom is their own business, and they deserve to be treated equally. And there were, you know, the stories were just slanted. I don't remember all the details of it, but there were names that were not mentioned because they were gay, and they didn't want the names to come out. And some family members, I don't think, wanted some of the names to come out of those who were killed. But it was a terrible fire that had erupted, and there was a small nightclub. And again, people just couldn't get out, and some people just burned to death. And so during this Pride Month, we at least acknowledge this. And I'm glad Alan called in from Long Beach to let us know, because, I mean, that should be on my calendar, and it's not. You know, we've talked about it when it's been in the news occasionally, but I would like that to be on my calendar, because that was a really horrific moment. And again, the way it was covered in the news was indicative of the way homosexuals were thought of at the time. And I'm glad things have changed, and things should have changed, because these are humans. These are Americans. And one of my favorite topics on this show is talking about equality and not judging people based on sexual orientation, based on gender, based on religion, or even based on politics. You know, you could have a different political view from me, and that's okay. What's not okay is just the hateful BS. That's not okay. What's not okay is the misinformed BS to promote your agenda, to promote your and support your political opinions. It's not okay to be misinformed and use that information to put other people down or to hate other people based on misinformation. And it really comes down to Americans being allowed to be who they are. And everybody should be who they are, and everybody should have that right to be who they are.
I really can't imagine a worse way to go than in a nightclub fire.
I
crowded up against other people. The smoke is in your lungs. You can't breathe. It's stinging your eyes. You can't see.
Do you know people
getting trampled. Well, you're getting pushed up against the wall. You're getting pushed up against the door. And then you're on fire.
Think about how much a tiny burn hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine your body burning. It would be a horrible way to go.
32 people died.
Be a horrible way to go. Really sad, tragic event in New Orleans. So I'm glad Alan from Long Beach brought that up. That was a good thing to bring up, especially during Gay Pride Month. All right, let's do a couple
of texts.
Let's
get back to politics. Here's a text that says, Trump did not coin the phrase peace through strength. He did, however, coin the phrase grab him by the peace seat.
And we don't mean politically correct.
We were talking about the B-2, the stealth bomber. You told us all the details about what's in the cockpit and all that. And we had asked, what are they listening to up there?
Yeah.
And a lot of people gave us some pretty funny suggestions. Here's one that says, they need to get the Odyssey app so they can listen to Scoot on the Air during the flight to target country and then play Flight of the Valkyries starting 10 minutes before time over target.
Nice.
I mean, I guess if I was... I mean, that's iconic, right? If you're in some sort of military plane and you're bombing something, you got to play Flight of Valkyries.
Yeah, that would be pretty epic.
Another says, Soothsayer Sam is here today. He says, I would be listening to AC/DC, Black Sabbath, maybe a little Moody Blues. The bombing run would definitely be done to AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long.
You know, I wonder if they really did, pick music to listen to, or if they just want silence. You know, I can see some I can see jamming Bon Jovi. You know, some really good Bon Jovi would get me going. But I would think, you know, for me, I want silence when it comes to the moment of the bombing. I want silence. I want to be focused. And I mean, I'm talking about maybe at least 30 minutes before. I mean, I'm focused on the mission. I want silence in that cockpit 30 minutes before.
I have a couple more silly suggestions that I'll read, but I'm curious too, if in the last 20 minutes before we go, if anybody has ever, you know, been in a plane like that. I don't know if it's a B-2 or not, or even just like a tank or an APC or something. If you're in a combat theater, do you get to put your own music on in the tank? Like, really?
Right. Would it be reasonable to think that they were playing some music while they were on that mission?
Here's a text that says, they probably listen to Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
That would be cool.
There's one that says, I can visualize these fighter pilots listening to Hall & Oates while on the way there, and I bet they can also distinguish one from the other.
Well, that's pretty easy to do.
not so bad, is it? Let's see. I think I'll pause there for right now.
All right.
Let's take a break on time.
Well, that would be just a first.
For the kicks. What do you think?
That would be a first. Okay. That would be a first for this show. You know, we're going to shock management and take a break on time. If you do have a comment you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. We're going to talk a little bit about the 50th anniversary of Jaws when we come back. And there's an article about the youngest boy on the Jaws set. And it was the young boy. And I think this was after they pulled, was it Michael? After they pulled Sheriff Brody's son out of the lagoon or the bay. I think it was a lagoon where the shark had gone. They were all looking on the beach for the shark, and the shark had gone into the lagoon. And the guy lost his leg in the lagoon. And they pulled Michael out on the beach. And I think that's the moment when this little kid was like crying on the beach. And there's an article about him. And I'll tell you how the filming of the movie affected him when we come back. I saw this movie at the Joy Theater in 1975 on Canal Street. And to see Jaws on the big screen was really amazing. It would have been really cool if a local movie theater had, for the 50th anniversary this month, had a special airing or showing a special screening of Jaws on the big screen for all the people, all the younger generations who didn't see it on the big screen. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This month, Jaws is 50 years old, released 50 years ago today. What a movie. I mean, what was your favorite part of Jaws? I mean, can you think back on, like, some of your favorite parts of Jaws? I mean, I'm thinking back on that right now, and really, I think in the beginning, you don't even see the shark in the very beginning, but you see that girl who goes swimming. You know, she's at that like campfire on the beach, and she takes her clothes off and she goes swimming at night on the beach. I would not do that. And then she ends up on the and then the shark. She's like treading water, and the shark pulls her down, and you haven't even seen the shark yet. And to me, that is just so eerie. And then she ends up on that buoy out in the water. And the shark is, you know, at that point, the shark's got her. And she goes under. And the other miraculous scene was when Robert Shaw's character is sliding down the deck. The boat's sinking, sliding down the deck, and Jaws is there with his mouth open, and Robert Shaw's character goes in the mouth of the shark, and the shark is eating him, and his stomach starts bleeding. It's eating him, and then he starts throwing up blood. That was a really epic scene. So anyway, the young actor, the youngest actor on the set, was Jay Mello. And he was 6 years old at the time. He was Sean Brody, who was Sheriff Brody, played by Roy Schneider, Sheriff Brody's son. And so I think the other son was Michael. And they pulled him out of the lagoon where the shark was, and their sailboat had turned over. And they had pulled him out of the water, and little Jay Mello was crying, and he was by the water, and that was, you know, he was in some other scenes, but that was the most prominent scene that I remember that he was in. And he says his mother didn't let him see the whole movie at first. And he said, my mom and dad kept ducking my head under the seats because it was scary. But he said that he did finally see it. And he said that filming the movie and being around that and the idea, even though it was not real, it was a mechanical shark, he said he didn't go in the water for years. And I remember talking about this. I mean, I was on the air in 1975, and I remember talking about this on the air, and I remember reading stories about how after Jaws came out, people were afraid to go in the water. People were afraid, like, along the Alabama-Florida beaches. You know, fewer people were going in the water back then because Jaws had, you know, scared the hell out of them. Did you have any effects like that? I mean, I know that there were people who were really, you know, kind of concerned about going in the water after Jaws came out. You know, we always knew that there were sharks out there. And, you know, there's a great white that strays into the Gulf of Mexico or maybe way out in the blue water in the Gulf. Maybe there's some great whites out there, but I don't think you're going to find any great whites along the beaches of Grand Isle. And then I don't think there would be anything along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You know, Alabama's more open to, you know, you've got those islands off the Mississippi Gulf Coast that kind of changes everything. But the, you know, the Gulf is open to Alabama and Florida. And, you know, traditionally, great whites are not in this area, but I guess one could stray in now and then. But there are other sharks in the water. And it really did make us more aware of sharks in the water. So, you know, Steven Spielberg deserves a lot of credit because when a movie has an impact on society, then, you know, it's a hell of a movie. And Jaws had a big impact on society. And I love the Robert Shaw character. What's his name? Quint? Quint? Love to go swim. Well, oh, no, what it was.
What'd he say?
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Yeah, I remember that.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women. Yeah, great, great movie. Do you remember how you felt? Well, you didn't see it on the big screen.
I didn't see it on the screen. I do remember seeing it, I think, at a friend's, I think it's Sam Lopez's house, actually, in the basement. I remember not being that rattled by it. Because I think it was probably Sam's like ninth birthday party or whatever. Yeah. And it's, you know, we're goofing around and not paying terribly close attention to the movie.
The other thing, maybe for you, because you were inland. I mean, you grew up in around Durango.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, you were landlocked. You were not near the water. And I think maybe in this area, we could more relate to being in the water because of the Gulf Coast beaches being so close and accessible that most of us in this area who had seen Jaws, man, we've been out in the water. And so more people became cognizant of the idea that sharks are out there after Jaws.
I never had to worry about sharks in the Animas River. Just not a thing. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I saw Jaws at the Joy on Canal Street with my girlfriend. When the guy's head pops out of the sunken boat, she almost yanked my arm off.
Oh my God, that was a great scene.
The movie ruined me in Beachwater. I go in, but it's still in my mind the entire time. Thank you.
Really? Yep. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I remember story after story came out, and people were more concerned about going in the water after Jaws.
I have a lot of texts I want to get through here. Here's one that says, the crew gave the shark the name Bruce.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a Bruce.
Yeah, it was named after Steven Spielberg's attorney, and I think that's appropriate. You know, sharks do not bite attorneys out of professional courtesy.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. Ask Morris Bard. He's never asked Dudley DeBosier. Ask any of the attorneys that advertise. They never get bitten by sharks because the sharks won't bite them, again, out of professional courtesy.
Here's a text that looks like it got cut in half. I'll make an attempt here anyway.
Kind of like Quint when he got in the mouth of that shark.
All right. This text says, I saw it at the cinema in New Orleans East with a bunch of screaming children, and one of them said, he ate that girl. He just ate a fried, and that's where the text stops. What does it mean?
Oh, a fried what?
Fried, hey, French fried, fried chicken, fried,
I
fried,
don't know.
Fried Oreo? What?
I don't know.
I'm going to be tossing and turning at night wondering how that text ends.
Well, let me know how that goes.
Before we step away, we did talk about what might people be listening to if they're dropping bombs or
if they're on the bomb mission.
I do have some answers to that, but, you know, just to kind of keep things in perspective, Steve says, Ian and Scoot, y'all are talking as if flying a plane dropping bombs is a glorious and even fun. My wife was an Air Force brat, and her father dropped bombs on cities in Vietnam. When his life was drawing to a close, he was terrified that he was going to burn in hell for dropping bombs on civilians. Think about that a little.
Well, I understand that. I believe these were isolated places where, I mean, look, the enemy's the enemy, and we don't mean to make light of that at all, but these were not high populated areas.
I'm even made to understand, you know, we told Iran we were going to bomb these places, and they evacuated them.
Yeah.
So I don't think we even know. I mean, we killed a bunch of Iranian scientists and government people, or Israel did, excuse me.
Yeah.
So that's happening. But I don't think I haven't seen any credible reporting that says, you know, Operation Midnight Hammer.
That's my understanding.
Killed anybody. Here's a text that says playing music and going into battle has Roman roots. drums and bugles were used to coordinate troop movements.
Good point.
James on the North Shore is listening today, and he says, well, first he says it would be Taylor Kelsey Swift. Maybe she'd take his little name and his last name, make it her little.
I think she'll just be Taylor Swift.
I think he should change his last name to Swift. He should be Travis Swift. Put some respect on that.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be the secondary person in that relationship.
And James goes on to say, my friend Paul Kay, who passed away last year to suicide, told us that he was jamming Slayer during Operation Desert Storm, and he was in a tank at that time.
Wow.
And here's a text that says, I'm a former Louisiana National Guard UH-60 Blackhawk pilot, and we would listen to the Coach O show on 870 AM on our UHF radio on night flight.
Wow. Amazing.
That's really cool.
That is very cool.
For having a career in radio, I don't really know that much about UHF. Like, I don't totally understand how
I just
works.
Know that movie with Weird Al Yankovic.
Kramer, yeah.
Kramer, yeah.
Who wants to take a drink from the fire hose?
All right, look, very quickly, so let me tell you, there's a new CNN poll out. 56% of Americans disapprove of the strikes, 44% approved. Among independents, 60% disapprove of the strikes. And let me remind you that when news breaks, we break in. And you stay tuned right here to WWL for the latest on President Trump at the NATO summit in Europe, and also the Iran Israel conflict and the ceasefire. Is it going to last? Every hour on the hour, you get updates from CBS News, and we've got the stories for you. Listen to Tommy, Noel, listen to our show for in-depth discussions and expert guests and just a lot of analysis and your opinions about what's going on. And stay tuned to your news talk station, and we're the sports leader as well, WWLAMFM.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1959, Andy McCluskey was born, the lead singer and bass player for OMD. He's 66 years old today. I like this band, and this is a great song. This is from Pretty in Pink, and we're kind of late getting into the break, so we're not going to hear much of it, but it's a good song. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. All right, Sports Talk with Mike and Steve coming up next. Thanks to Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Ozan. I'm sorry, Ian Ozan.
Chris Ozan.
Traffic with Courtney P. I get all confused at the end of the show. Hey, I thank all of you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Solid finish.
Hey, I was really sad to hear this earlier. We had talked about it the other day because he was in hospice care, but teen idol from the 60s, Bobby Sherman, has passed away. He was an actor in the TV show Here Comes the Brides, and he had a number of hits, and this was one of them. Julie, Julie, Do You Love Me? Had blue eyes, kind of longer hair, and cute face, dimples, and yeah, he was the typical teen idol, always on the front of a teen magazine. And see, guys like me, we hated Bobby Sherman because, you know, he was cute, and all the girls in the neighborhood loved Bobby Sherman, and they wouldn't pay attention to us. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We have an opportunity to talk about something really special again. Bob Iback from Nyko Sports joins us. After LSU wins the baseball championship, Bob has another gem for us from Nyko Sports. Bob, you guys kill it every time you do this. What do you got?
Well, thank you, Scoot. I thought you were a teen idol myself. You know that.
No, well, there was a time, but I don't want to get into that.
Okay, that's another story. The story for today, and I'm sure many, many people are out there wanting to celebrate the official championship won by the Tigers out in Omaha, the College World Series, and they won it for the second time in 3 years, and we wanted to salute them with a really nice championship official licensed baseball for their big two-game series win over Coastal Carolina, winning the game on Saturday 1-0, and then coming back to win again 5-3 on Sunday. They beat a team that had won 26 games in a row. So that was really a great effort by the Tigers. These baseballs that we'll be talking about is fully licensed. We're only going to make 2,025 of them. They're priced at $49.95 each. They come in a beautiful acrylic little case with a gold base, so it sits up really nice in your home or office. And you'll get an individually numbered certificate of authenticity when you order these. I'll give out that phone number and website just in a moment. I do want to caution people, you probably want to do this sooner or later if you haven't gotten something already to celebrate the championship, because at $49.95, these baseballs are really selling quickly. And again, we're only making 2,025 of them, and you'll get that numbered certificate of authenticity when you order them. Now, on the baseball, we have various little side panels on the ball. One of the panels will have the Tiger Eye logo. Another panel, which is obviously the most favorite one, is it'll say 2025 National Champions right next to a beautiful LSU logo. And then other panels on there feature some stadium facts, Allen Box stadium facts, the Tiger Head logo, and it's all a season to remember, and it sells only for $49.95. So if you want to get something really cool, maybe for a graduation or maybe for an anniversary or a birthday coming up, or some people have already told me they've ordered several of them and put them away for the holiday season, here's the number to call and the website. The phone number is 800-345-2868. That's 800-345-2868. If you can't get through the lines, because I know when I talked to Nyco Sports earlier, they got a lot of calls when we were on with your morning show this morning, and the lines were busy, go right to the website. You won't get left out. NycoSports.com. And let me spell that. It's a little tricky. N-I-K-C-O Sports.com. Again, that's N-I-K-C-O-Sports.com, or just call 800-345-2868. Get a couple of these. I guarantee you, put them up on a shelf in your office or at home, you're going to have somebody come in and look at that baseball and that gold case, and they're going to say, wow, where did you get that? It is so special and very stunning looking.
Yeah, and you know, if you get more than one, Bob, you know, there's going to come a time, like really soon, and it might even be immediately, when these are going to sell out. And, you know, you're going to have once they sell out, you've got added value in what you have, and they come with papers of authenticity, licensed, it's official. These are beautiful. I mean, this little acrylic case, I mean, these things are beautiful. And, you know, you're not going to lose if you pick up a few of these. And some people just want to know what they can do to celebrate LSU's victory. And you guys kill it every time you do this. And this is just a beautiful thing. And, you know, we've got an audience that is very, very responsive to this kind of stuff. And I think you're going to get a great response from our audience.
Well, you know, I just got an idea, and I had talked to a Little League coach down your way, and he's getting like 15 of these to give them to each one to his boys on the team. And he wants them to go ahead and use it as something, as an inspiration that they can use and keep in mind. And maybe their dreams will come true one day, just like the Tigers, and go out and play for LSU. You never know.
You know, I'm thinking when I was a kid, there was an episode of Leave It to Beaver. Shows you how old I am. But there was an episode of Leave It to Beaver, and Ward had this baseball that was autographed by the New York Yankees, and Larry Mondella comes over and he convinces the Beaver to take the ball out, and they're going to hit the ball around. They hit it into the street. A car runs over it. It ruins the baseball. So they go buy another baseball and they start to put other names on it, like Baby Ruth and things like that, thinking that they've got it. Ward discovers it, and they get into a lot of trouble. So look, you know, make sure that your kids don't take this out and play with it. This is a treasure.
Well, you know, I used to watch Leave It to Beaver as well. I actually got a chance years later to meet Tony Dow, who was his brother on the show, Wally.
Yeah.
And of course, I met Eddie Haskell, and it was just sharing some stories with those guys. And they were I was at the National Sports Collectors Convention in Chicago, and they came in to do some autograph signings, and it was hilarious to catch up with some of those guys and hear the stories behind the scenes for Leave It to Beaver.
So, Bob, was Eddie Haskell, he was a nice guy. Was he nice to you?
Yeah, he, you know, he was nice, but he was a wisecracker still, you know. And they all had their own little games that they played. But Tony Dow still looked pretty much the same, although a little older, obviously, and his hair was a little different. And so they were all sharing some stories behind the scene with the Beaver.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But look, let's get back to this this iconic baseball. This is just a great way to celebrate LSU's victory, and what a victory it was. And I love how beautiful this is. I mean, there's five panels, and I mean, I'm telling you, the stuff from Nyko Sports, this is just, it's beautiful. That's the best way to describe it. Only 2,025 are made, $49.95 each. Papers of authenticity. It's yours, and it's exclusive with Nyko Sports, and it's just a great way to remember LSU's victory. And this is not going to lose value. And the phone number to call is 800-345-2868. The online website is nykosports.com, N-I-K-C-O sports.com, right?
That's right, Scoot. You know, in closing, my son is assistant general manager with the Tampa Bay Rays, and he's out at some of these World Series to watch the kids. And he said, Dad, I was talking to him last night, he said, they got four guys in LSU at least that have are going to be drafted and probably do well in the major leagues. And I said, I bet you one of them is that kid that came in, 6'8", Chase Shores. He's throwing 101 miles an hour toward the end of the game to close it out against Coastal Carolina. Very, very impressive team.
Amazing. And you can go to the website and see the ball. It really is. It's spectacular. It's really quite a thing. And, you know, do it for yourself. But if you know somebody who's a big LSU fan, they are going to love this as any kind of gift. And, you know, you could do some early Christmas shopping right now. But get this stuff before it sells out. Only 2,025 are being made. They're going to sell out.
Yeah, I think so, too. When we did it a couple of years ago, they sold out. And, you know, LSU has had quite a great baseball program, especially. And, you know, the current coach there, Jay Johnson, has done a great job. He's been back. He's the first coach to win two titles in his first 4 years as a head coach at a university. And the Tigers have won 8 overall. So this is nothing new to them, and they become the kings of when they go to Nebraska and Omaha. That's a LSU town.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to be back next year as a top contender.
I think so. Well, the SEC has done very well, Scoot. In the last 6 years, 6 straight years in a row, an SEC team has won the World Series title, and 11 times in the last 16 years. So the SEC and LSU are quite friendly when they get out to Omaha and play baseball out there in the World Series.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that Coastal Carolina had going against it is while they had won 26 games in a row and had a really good record, they were a good team, but they had not met like SEC type competition.
Right.
And man, when they came up against LSU, it was over.
Well, it's like in baseball, you know. Some teams get in as a wild card, but until you meet teams like the L.A. Dodgers or the New York Yankees or teams of that stature, that's a whole different thing. And pitching is the most important thing because, you know, when you get to October, like in Major League Baseball, it gets a little cooler, and the pitching arms are the most important thing and the biggest asset for teams to win. And LSU proved that with their pitching, winning the first game 1-0 in the second game 5-3. Yeah. Their starting pitching was just dominant.
All right, Bob Iback, Nyko Sports. It's always great to talk to you, and whenever we talk to you, you've always got something great to offer. This is a really cool thing for LSU fans, so thanks for sharing this with us.
Well, listen, Scoot, have a wonderful afternoon, what's left of it, and enjoy it, and make sure that, you know, the word gets out about this. I hope we sell it out again like we did a couple years ago.
I think you will, Bob. Thanks for being with us.
Have a good afternoon.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
All right, let me give you the number one more time if you want this just really great LSU commemorative baseball commemorating the championship game over Coastal Carolina. The phone number is 800-345-2868, 800-345-2868, and the website is Nyko Sports, N-I-K-C-O Sports. com. All right, we've got to talk about Taylor Swift. There are a lot of rumors about her and Travis Kelce getting married. She's actually talking about that. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. Also, we'll tell you about how many Americans support Trump's decision to drop bombs on Iran. All right, on the SOTA calendar on this day in 1966. Now, the Beatles arrived in America in 1964. 2 years later, in 1966, the Beatles were on their final world tour. It began in Munich, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was a big part of that. But 1966, 2 years after arriving in America, the Beatles were on their final tour. And it started on this day in 1966. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. There are a lot of rumors on social media that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have gotten married. Speculation about them getting married really hit a peak recently when a wedding invite was addressed to the couple. And the wedding invite, a picture of the wedding invite, began to just explode on social media. The wedding invite was made out to Taylor and Travis. And the speculation was that since it was their first names, that they already shared a last name. And so this was just circular. I mean, this sound for a young generation, this is almost like the Paul is dead rumor for boomers years ago. So people saw this circulating, and it just had Travis and Taylor on it. And so they thought, well, since they didn't use a last name, that they must share the same last name. So they must have gotten married away from the spotlight. Well, that wasn't true. When she was recently visiting some patients at a children's hospital in Florida, she was asked, what are you doing in Florida? And she said, quote, my boyfriend is training here. So I just thought that I would come and see how you're doing to the patient. He just dropped in to see you. Know what I mean? So the idea that she used boyfriend means that they're not married. So they're still not married. Now, in the very beginning, I thought that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were just, it was a kind of a buzz couple, and they just got together, and this was just beneficial for both of them. But somewhere in the process of all of this, they seem to have really fallen in love with each other. And if she is with him, because he's in training camp in Florida, I mean, that's really serious. So they're obviously really a real couple. And look, Taylor Swift is not going to become Taylor Kelce. I don't think she's going to become Taylor Swift Kelce. I mean, she's going to be Taylor Swift, and he's going to still be Travis Kelce. So if they were to get married, I don't think they would change their names anyway. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring you up to date on those rumors.
She visited this children's hospital?
Yeah.
I can't look at these images, man. Just like the joy that you see in these patients' faces. And, she brought them all the signed merchandise, and she's taking all these photos with them. Like, ugh.
Imagine.
To be clear, I can't look at it because it's very joyful and beautiful, and I'm happy for that person that they're experiencing that.
Imagine having the power to make somebody that happy. And I love that she has the power, and she takes advantage of it, and she uses that power to make these kids happy. I mean, that's the sign of just a quality human being with a great character. All right, if you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Long Beach, California. Alan, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Alan.
Hey, Scoot, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. I just wanted to say that today in history, there in New Orleans, is the tragedy of the upstairs lounge fire.
I didn't know that. I should know that. That should be on our calendar. That was just a horrific moment in the history of this city, and it reflected how negatively society looked upon gay people.
Yeah, so I just wanted to reach out and say, here from California, to reach out and tell people that today, in your history, a big thing that happened in the gay history.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, that was a big thing that happened in our city's history, not just gay history. Alan, I appreciate you tuning in Long Beach, California, and thanks for listening to the show. Yeah, the upstairs lounge fire was it was a gay club, and the way it was covered was just atrocious. But it was reflective of the way gays were treated at the time. What was the year of that, Ian? Would you look that up real quick?
1973.
You know, this is why there's Gay Pride Month. This is why gays are not trying to shove anything in your face. You know, and they say, well, they're just trying to, you know, shove their lifestyle down our throat. Well, they're not. They just want to be treated equally, and they deserve to be treated equally. They're Americans, and what they do in their bedroom is their own business, and they deserve to be treated equally. And there were, you know, the stories were just were slanted. I don't remember all the details of it. But there were names that were not mentioned because they were gay and they didn't want the names to come out. And some family members, I don't think, wanted some of the names to come out of those who were killed. But it was a terrible fire that had erupted, and there was a small nightclub. And again, people just couldn't get out. And some people just burned to death. And so during this Pride Month, we at least acknowledge this. And I'm glad Alan called in from Long Beach to let us know, because, I mean, that should be on my calendar. And it's not. You know, we've talked about it when it's been in the news occasionally, but I would like that to be on my calendar, because that was a really horrific moment. And again, the way it was covered in the news was indicative of the way homosexuals were thought of at the time. And I'm glad things have changed, and things should have changed, because these are humans. These are Americans. And one of my favorite topics on this show is talking about equality and not judging people based on sexual orientation, based on gender, based on religion, or even based on politics. You know, you could have a different political view from me, and that's okay. What's not okay is just the hateful BS. That's not okay. What's not okay is the misinformed BS to promote your agenda, to promote your and support your political opinions. It's not okay to be misinformed and use that information to put other people down or to hate other people based on misinformation. And it really comes down to Americans being allowed to be who they are. And everybody should be who they are, and everybody should have that right to be who they are.
I really can't imagine a worse way to go than in a nightclub fire.
I
crowded up against other people. The smoke is in your lungs. You can't breathe. It's stinging your eyes. You can't see.
Do you know,
getting trampled. Well, you're getting pushed up against the wall. You're getting pushed up against the door. And then you're on fire.
Think about how much a tiny burn hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine your body burning. It would be a horrible way to go.
32 people died.
Be a horrible way to go. Really sad, tragic event in New Orleans. So I'm glad Alan from Long Beach brought that up. That was a good thing to bring up, especially during Gay Pride Month. All right, let's do a couple
of texts.
Let's
get back to politics. Here's a text that says, Trump did not coin the phrase peace through strength. He did, however, coin the phrase grab him by the peace seat.
And we don't mean politically correct.
We were talking about the B-2, the stealth bomber. You told us all the details about what's in the cockpit and all that. And we had asked, what are they listening to up there?
Yeah.
And a lot of people gave us some pretty funny suggestions. Here's one that says they need to get the Odyssey app so they can listen to Scoot on the Air during the flight to target country and then play Flight of the Valkyries starting 10 minutes before time over target.
Nice.
I mean, I guess if I was... I mean, that's iconic, right? If you're in some sort of military plane and you're bombing something, you got to play Flight of Valkyries.
Yeah, that would be pretty epic.
Another says, Soothsayer Sam is here today. He says, I would be listening to AC/DC, Black Sabbath, maybe a little Moody Blues. The bombing run would definitely be done to AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long.
You know, I wonder if they really did, you know, pick music to listen to, or if they just
want. I'm
serious.
I think it's a legitimate question.
If they want silence, you know, I can see some, like, I can see jamming Bon Jovi, you know, some really good Bon Jovi would get me going. But I would think, you know, for me, I want silence when it comes to the moment of the bombing. I want silence. I want to be focused. And I mean, I'm talking about maybe at least 30 minutes before. I mean, I'm focused on the mission. I want silence in that cockpit 30 minutes before.
I have a couple more silly suggestions that I'll read, but I'm curious too, if in the last 20 minutes before we go, if anybody has ever, you know, been in a plane like that. I don't know if it's a B-2 or not, or even just like a tank or an APC or something. If you're in a combat theater, do you get to put your own music on in the tank? Like, really?
Right. Would it be reasonable to think that they were playing some music while they were on that mission?
Here's the text that says, they probably listen to Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
That would be cool.
This one that says, I can visualize these fighter pilots listening to Hall & Oates while on the way there, and I bet they can also distinguish one from the other.
Well, that's pretty easy to do.
not so bad, is it? Let's see. I think I'll pause there for right now.
All right.
Let's take a break on time.
Well, that would be just a first.
For the kicks. What do you think?
That would be a first. Okay. That would be a first for this show. You know, we're going to shock management and take a break on time. If you do have a comment you want to join us, the Yoke and Hart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. We're going to talk a little bit about the 50th anniversary of Jaws when we come back. And there's an article about the youngest boy on the Jaws set. And it was the young boy. And I think this was after they pulled, was it Michael? After they pulled Sheriff Brody's son out of the lagoon or the bay. I think it was a lagoon where the shark had gone. They were all looking on the beach for the shark, and the shark had gone into the lagoon. And the guy lost his leg in the lagoon. And they pulled Michael out on the beach. And I think that's the moment when this little kid was like crying on the beach. And there's an article about him. And I'll tell you how the filming of the movie affected him when we come back. I saw this movie at the Joy Theater in 1975 on Canal Street. And to see Jaws on the big screen was really amazing. It would have been really cool if a local movie theater had, for the 50th anniversary this month, had a special airing or showing a special screening of Jaws on the big screen for all the people, all the younger generations who didn't see it on the big screen. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. This month, Jaws is 50 years old, released 50 years ago today. What a movie. I mean, what was your favorite part of Jaws? I mean, can you think back on like some of your favorite parts of Jaws? I mean, I'm thinking back on that right now, and really, I think in the beginning, you don't even see the shark in the very beginning, but you see that girl who goes swimming. You know, she's at that like campfire on the beach, and she takes her clothes off and she goes swimming at night on the beach. I would not do that. And then she ends up on the and then the shark. She's like treading water, and the shark pulls her down, and you haven't even seen the shark yet. And to me, that is just so eerie. And then she ends up on that buoy out in the water. And the shark is, you know, at that point, the shark's got her. And she goes under. And the other miraculous scene was when Robert Shaw's character is sliding down the deck, the boat sinking, sliding down the deck, and Jaws is there with his mouth open, and Robert Shaw's character goes in the mouth of the shark, and the shark is eating him, and his stomach starts bleeding. It's eating him, and then he starts throwing up blood. That was a really epic scene. So anyway, the young actor, the youngest actor on the set, was Jay Mello. And he was 6 years old at the time. He was Sean Brody, who was Sheriff Brody, played by Roy Schneider, Sheriff Brody's son. And so I think the other son was Michael. And they pulled him out of the lagoon where the shark was, and their sailboat had turned over. And they had pulled him out of the water, and little Jay Mello was crying, and he was by the water, and that was, you know, he was in some other scenes, but that was the most prominent scene that I remember that he was in. And he says his mother didn't let him see the whole movie at first. He said, my mom and dad kept ducking my head under the seats because it was scary. But he said that he did finally see it. And he said that filming the movie and being around that and the idea, even though it was not real, it was a mechanical shark, he said he didn't go in the water for years. And I remember talking about this. I mean, I was on the air in 1975, and I remember talking about this on the air, and I remember reading stories about how after Jaws came out, people were afraid to go in the water. People were afraid, like, along the Alabama-Florida beaches. You know, fewer people were going in the water back then because Jaws had, you know, scared the hell out of them. Did you have any effects like that? I mean, I know that there were people who were really, you know, kind of concerned about going in the water after Jaws came out. You know, we always knew that there were sharks out there. And, you know, there's a great white that strays into the Gulf of Mexico, or maybe way out in the blue water in the Gulf. Maybe there's some great whites out there, but I don't think you're going to find any great whites along the beaches of Grand Isle. And then I don't think there would be anything along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You know, Alabama's more open to, you know, you've got those islands off the Mississippi Gulf Coast that kind of changes everything. But the, you know, the Gulf is open to Alabama and Florida. And, you know, traditionally, great whites are not in this area, but I guess one could stray in now and then. But there are other sharks in the water. And it really did make us more aware of sharks in the water. So, you know, Steven Spielberg deserves a lot of credit, because when a movie has an impact on society, then, you know, it's a hell of a movie. And Jaws had a big impact on society. And I love the Robert Shaw character. Was it him, Quint? Quint? Love to go swim. Well, oh, no, what it was.
What'd he say?
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Yeah, I remember that.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women. Yeah, great movie. Do you remember how you felt? Well, you didn't see it on the big screen.
I didn't see it on the screen. I do remember seeing it, I think, at a friend's, I think it's Sam Lopez's house, actually, in the basement. I remember not being that rattled by it. Because I think it was probably Sam's like ninth birthday party or whatever. Yeah. And it's, you know, we're goofing around and not paying terribly close attention to the movie.
The other thing, maybe for you, because you were inland. I mean, you grew up in what, Durango?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, you were landlocked. You were not near the water. And I think maybe in this area, we could more relate to being in the water because of the Gulf Coast beaches being so close and accessible, that most of us in this area who had seen Jaws, man, we've been out in the water. And so more people became cognizant of the idea that sharks are out there after Jaws.
I never had to worry about sharks in the Animas River. Just not a thing. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I saw Jaws at the Joy on Canal Street with my girlfriend. When the guy's head pops out of the sunken boat, she almost yanked my arm off.
Oh, my God. That was a great scene.
The movie ruined me in beach water. I go in, but it's still in my mind the entire time. Thank you.
Really? Yep. Yeah. I mean, I remember story after story came out, and people were more concerned about going in the water after Jaws.
I have a lot of texts I want to get through here. Here's one that says, the crew gave the shark the name Bruce.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a Bruce.
Yeah, it was named after Steven Spielberg's attorney, and I think that's appropriate. You know, sharks do not bite attorneys out of professional courtesy.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. Ask Morris Bard. Ask Dudley DeBosier. Ask any of the attorneys that advertise. They never get bitten by sharks because the sharks won't bite them, again, out of professional courtesy.
Here's a text that looks like it got cut in half. I'll make an attempt here anyway.
Kind of like Quint when he got in the mouth of that shark.
All right. This text says, I saw it at the cinema in New Orleans East with a bunch of screaming children, and one of them said, he ate that girl. He just ate a fried, and that's where the text stops. What does it mean?
Oh, a fried what?
Fried, hey, French fried, fried chicken, fried,
I
fried,
don't know.
Fried Oreo? What?
I don't know.
I'm going to be tossing and turning at night wondering how that text ends.
Well, let me know how that goes.
Before we step away, we did talk about what might people be listening to if they're
right.
dropping bombs, or
right.
if they're in
if they're on the bomb mission.
I do have some answers to that, but you know, just to kind of keep things in perspective, Steve says, "Ian and Scoot, y'all are talking as if flying a plane dropping bombs is a glorious and even fun. My wife was an Air Force brat, and her father dropped bombs on cities in Vietnam. When his life was drawing to a close, he was terrified that he was going to burn in hell for dropping bombs on civilians." Think yeah. about that a little.
Well, I understand that. I believe these sure. were isolated places where, I mean, look, the enemy's the enemy, and we don't mean to make light of that at all, but these were not high-populated areas.
I'm even made to understand, you know, we told
them.
Iran we were going to bomb these places, and they evacuated them.
Yeah.
So I don't think we even know. I mean, we killed a bunch of Iranian scientists and government people, or Israel did, excuse me.
Yeah.
So that's happening. But I don't think, I haven't seen any credible reporting that says, you know, Operation Midnight Hammer.
That's my understanding.
Killed
too.
Anybody. Yeah. Here's a text that says, "Playing music and going into battle has Roman roots. Drums and bugles were used to coordinate troop movements."
Good point.
James on the North Shore is listening today, and he says, well, first he says it would be Taylor Kelsey Swift. Maybe she should take his little name and his last name, make it her little.
I think she'll just be Taylor Swift.
I think he should change his last name to Swift. He should be Travis Swift.
Well, put
some respect on that.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be the secondary person in that relationship.
And James goes on to say, "My friend Paul K, who passed away last year to suicide, told us that he was jamming Slayer during Operation Desert Storm, and he was in a tank at that time."
Wow.
And here's a text that says, "I'm a former Louisiana National Guard UH-60 Blackhawk pilot, and we would listen to the Coach O show on 870 AM on our UHF radio on night flights."
Wow. Amazing.
That's really cool.
That is very cool.
For having a career in radio, I don't really know that much about UHF. Like, I don't totally understand how
I
that
just
works.
Know that movie with a Weird Al Yankovic.
Kramer, yeah.
You ate Kramer, yeah.
Who wants to take a drink from the fire hose?
All right, look, very quickly, so let me tell you, there's a new CNN poll out. 56% of Americans disapprove of the strikes, 44% approved. Among independents, 60% disapprove of the strikes. And let me remind you that when news breaks, we break in. And you stay tuned right here to WWL for the latest on President Trump at the NATO summit in Europe, and also the Iran Israel conflict and the ceasefire. Is it going to last? Every hour on the hour, you get updates from CBS News, and we've got the stories for you. Listen to Tommy, Noel, listen to our show for in-depth discussions and expert guests and just a lot of analysis and your opinions about what's going on. And stay tuned to your news talk station, and we're the sports leader as well, WWLAMFM.com, and always live on the free Odyssey app. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1959, Andy McCluskey was born, the lead singer and bass player for OMD. He's 66 years old today. I like this band, and this is a great song. This is from Pretty in Pink, and we're kind of late getting into the break, so we're not going to hear much of it, but it's a good song. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. All right, Sports Talk with Mike and Steve coming up next. Thanks to Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Ozan. I'm sorry, Ian Ozan.
Chris Ozan.
Traffic with Courtney P. I get all confused at the end of the show. Hey, I thank all of you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Solid finish.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.